H. The Ghosts of Flight 401.
In December 1972, Eastern Airlines Flight 401 crashed in the swamps of Florida. Among the 101 people killed were the pilot, Bob Loft, and the flight engineer, Don Repo. When undamaged parts of this plane were used in other planes, mysterious things began to happen. Loft and Repo were seen on many of these planes. They were recognized by people who knew them, and also by passengers who had never seen them before, but who could identify them from photographs. Many of the testimonies were from pilots and flight officers. Even a vice president of Eastern Airlines, who spoke to a pilot he believed was in charge of the flight, recognized him as Loft. A pilot and two flight attendants explained that they spoke to Loft before takeoff and then saw him vanish. This made them so shaky that they had to cancel the flight. A woman who was seated next to an Eastern Airlines officer who looked pale and ill called the steward for assistance. Several passengers witnessed how the man disappeared before their eyes. Later, the woman was shown photographs of Eastern Airlines engineers, and she identified the man as Don Repo. Once, a flight attendant saw Repo's face staring at her from an oven in the galley. The galley is where the flight attendants prepare meals for the passengers. Naturally, she was shocked and called for her two colleagues. All three of them heard Repo saying that they should watch out for fire on the plane. The plane later lost an engine, and there was a fire in another one after takeoff from Mexico City. The pilots managed to take the plane down safely. It is said that after Eastern Airlines removed the parts that had been on the crashed airplane from the other planes, the ghosts never appeared again.